Our meeting is being held tonight by public conference call due to COVID-19
virus. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Oh, sure. Okay. Our meeting is being held tonight by public conference call due to COVID-19 virus social distancing requirements. The Planning and Zoning Commission members are participating in the call via video capabilities in most cases. If anyone wonders how I'm interpreting the votes in the call, I may ask them for a verbal confirmation. In order to ensure that members of the public have access to this meeting, an advertisement was placed in and a link was placed on the city website.
Is it just me or is anybody else struggling to hear? I might need to dial back in.
I think we're all struggling to hear.
Okay.
You want me to dial back in?
Perhaps, because it is a little bit hard to hear you and everybody else is coming through loudly.
Okay, let me see.
Pekka, are you on speakerphone
or
not?
I'll come back in, okay?
Pekka, are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Ah, you may want to take yourself off speaker.
I'm not on the speakerphone. I'm on the computer sound system.
Okay.
But let me. It worked fine last month, so it might be something with the connection. So let me just redial in.
Okay.
You sound better right now.
Yeah. Now, I'm moving inside. I think every cicada on Berkeley Lake decided to just start singing at the same time.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I am good, thank you. So I assume all the meetings have been virtual for a while?
They have. We've only had, this is our second of the whole COVID period, so it hasn't been too bad, but.
Okay, can you hear me any better now?
No.
Some.
Huh.
Can you move closer to your microphone on your computer?
Well, it's a little hard. I'm way inside the social distancing records here, about 30 inches away, so.
Okay.
But I mean, do you think it's manageable if I speak like this?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I'll try to speak real loud, so let's hope it works out. So Lee, are you ready to start the recording again?
Yeah, let me.
Our meeting is being held tonight by public conference call due to the COVID-19 virus social distancing requirements. The Planning and Zoning Commission members are participating in the call with video capabilities in most cases. If anyone wonders how I'm interpreting their voting tonight, when we vote, I may need to get a verbal for those not on video. In order to ensure that members of the public have access to this meeting, an advertisement was placed in the newspaper of record for Gwinnett County. A notice was placed at the front door of City Hall, and the link was placed on the city website regarding the meeting, all of which included instructions for dialing into the meeting via telephone. For any members of the public in attendance, please dial *6 to mute your line to prevent ambient noise if you are not speaking as part of the meeting. To unmute your line to speak, press *6 again. So that would be the call to order for this meeting. On the agenda, we have first the approval of the minutes from our last meeting, which was July 14th, 2020. So are there any changes to the meeting notes?
No, and I actually moved to approve the minutes of the meeting.
Is there a second?
I second. I second. This is George.
Thank you. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, with no changes, the minutes have been approved. Is there any old business? I don't think there is any old business that we have pending.
That's right, there's no old business.
Yeah, and if not, then we move on to the new business. And we have an item today, which is noted as PZV 20-02, 1556 Bayway Circle. And the applicant owner is Destra Development LLC. And I believe Kathy Sanders is present at the meeting.
That's right.
Yeah, and she requests relief from Section 78-197, subsection 5 of the zoning ordinance to reduce the side building setback from 12.5 feet to 11 feet to rebuild a non-conforming structure. And then we've all gotten the materials for this request, but as a way of introduction, Kathy, would you give a short introduction as to what it is that you're applying for?
Sure, and first of all, I'd like to introduce Kiefer Phillips, who's also on the call. Kiefer and his wife, Patricia, are the builders that we've chosen to work with. So in case there's any questions that involve more than just simple concepts, I've brought in somebody that, you know, he's my phone-a-friend, literally. So what we are applying for is basically, as I said in the letter of intent, we have moved into 156 during this COVID time, and we started planning what we would like to do with the house. When it was originally built, it was on septic, so it was permitted for two bedrooms, and that has, like many of the homes on the lake, gives it a bit of a quirky layout. It's been since put on public sewer. I think that probably happened in about 2005 or 2006. And so we would like to make the layout more logical and a better flow for us. Like right now you park in the garage and you walk through the whole house to get to the kitchen. It's a little bit crazy. So we want to fix that. Also in the time that we've been here, we have uncovered a number of, it's been like living in one of those HGTV reality shows as we've started to uncover unpleasant surprises. We've learned that the HVAC is so old that it takes Freon, the ductwork is impossible to get to, the attic is not insulated and extremely nasty. There is a persistent gas leak that we have under control, but it isn't completely fixed, and AGL says we need to completely pull up pipes and check entryways and check the gas pipes in the house, so basically pull up, open the walls. So there's a leak behind the washer and dryer so that when it rains very hard, as it has all summer long, we get little floods in the bedroom. So it's been an adventure, and I'm really glad to know these things. So as we've consulted with Kiefer and our architect, it's really, we love the layout of the footprint of the house and the look of the house. I love the bungalow style and the overall footprint. So as we started talking about taking it down to the walls, one of the things that was pointed out was, why don't we just take it out all the way down to the foundation, leave the existing footprint, but even take the exterior walls, that allows them to come in and just demo it instead of having to do it by hand. The advantage of this is we will be able to get everything insulated the way we want it, get everything done properly. One of the things I'm very focused on is trying to make this an extremely efficient home and be as energy efficient and green as we can be. And that involves minimizing the amount of soil disruption on the lot. So therefore, we'd like to rebuild on the existing foundation. So, having been a Berkeley Lake resident for a while, the first thing I did was pick up the phone and call Lee and say, are there any non-conformances in the house as it currently is? Because when we bought it, there wasn't a survey or anything to go with it. And she said, actually, yes, the side setback is at 10 feet instead of, I'm sorry, it's at 11 feet instead of 12.5. So as we all know, once you're non-conforming, you're always non-conforming. And if we want to build on the same foundation, which we do, then we need to have P&Z approval for that. So, Pekka, that was a bit of a long explanation. I hope that was what you needed.
Yeah, thank you. That's been what we usually want to do. It was quite thorough, the letter you had already written, so I think we were all fairly familiar with this. With that introduction, I guess we should discuss this on the commission now, that how we feel about this. I understand it, I don't see the issue at hand is really that do we continue with allowing the non-conformance. If I understand correctly, and Lee, I guess you could maybe enlighten me on that, is that they could have just fixed the old house, so to speak, and that would not have been anything that would have come in before this commission. I mean, if they would not have changed the exterior of the home, I guess is what I'm saying. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it is my so what Peck has said was that what we could have done is leave the exterior walls, do everything else inside, and we wouldn't have needed to come to P&Z. And Lee, based on our discussions, that's what I believe is my understanding.
Right. Is that a question to me? I'm sorry, yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing it.
Yeah, I meant Lee. Do you know that? I mean, would there be a requirement at all if, as long as nothing was changed on the outside?
For them to come to P&Z?
Right.
Right. The thing that prompted the need for this, and honestly, Kathy and I went back and forth a little bit about it because it's a little bit of a gray area in my mind. They are leaving the garage portion of the house, but because they're taking down the original structure to the foundation, and I consulted with the city attorney, that he felt like was enough of a change to kick in the need for the variance. So basically, they're just coming right back in the same footprint. There's no expansion, but it is nonconforming. So they're basically asking for a variance to continue to have the setback they've had for all these years.
Yeah, so essentially, we're being asked to grant the same variance that was granted, you know, those since, what is it, 97 or whatever that year was when it was built.
Right. The 97 variance was granted to the garage portion that's going to remain. And that variance was needed because they were just continuing the same building line as the existing structure that had been there for so long that when it was built, it probably was built before the setback. Or for whatever, I mean, I don't think there was a variance on the original structure, but there was on that garage addition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that kind of answers what I thought was the situation here anyway. So, I mean, from my perspective, I don't see this as a real change to reality as it is today already. So I can see why you would
have
asked that. Do we need to have ask for a variance in the first place? But what do the rest of the members on the committee feel about this situation?
Well, this is George, and I do have a question of Kathy, just confirmation. The roof height, are you going higher with the roof line or approximately within a few feet of it? Do you have a sense of how tall a structure you might have in that area?
This is where I'm going to phone a friend. It's not going to be substantially higher. We are going to raise the inside ceiling, but that's because there's attic space. Is that correct, Kiefer?
Yeah, I have the plans here on the floor. I can't tell you exactly what height change is, but it's the garage is not changing at all, obviously. And the house itself with a 5-foot pitch is going to be at or slightly higher than the original. If it's higher at all, it would be because of the wall height change.
All right. So the overall envelope remains about the same.
Yes. And we're keeping, you know how it has the low slanting porch? We want to keep that look, George, as opposed to going to with a, you know, a more traditional open eave. We're going to keep that bungalow look. That's, I think, one of the attractions of the house is the low profile of it from the lake.
All right. Sidebar comments, Kathy, to you specifically, after this is over, as a past practicing geotechnical engineer, I do have a couple of comments on the foundation, but we can talk offline on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have looked at the drawing, and that's actually a very good question about the roof line, because that's often what might cause some disturbances, but it never occurred to me that there would be an issue because of the drawings look to be pretty much the same as what it must have been before. So,
well, it's my understanding that the code for the roof height is 35 feet, I believe, and we're going nowhere near that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and as you wrote, also that you were avoiding going into a two-story.
One comment as it relates to the roof line. The garage in its current state remains, and the roof line is not changing. And the entire rest of the house roof line is lower
than the garage.
I don't know if the house roof line is higher than the original house roof line, but in either case, it's lower than the height of the current garage.
Right. Yeah.
This is Robin.
Well, this is Georgie. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, George.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you had a question, feel free to. I was ready to make a motion.
Yeah, no, I just have one minor question. I mean, I agree with Pekka. My understanding it was the same as his from reading the application. Are you using pretty much similar materials? You mentioned in the application you were still going to keep it a stucco.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. We are going to put some trim around it, but it's going to have substantially the same look and feel.
Okay. That was my only question, George. Thank you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pekka, if there's no other questions, I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I will second. This is Robin. I will second that motion.
And if there's no other further discussion on this, then I'd move us to vote on that. Those in favor say aye.
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 This is Rand. Aye.
And aye. So that the motion has passed unanimously. Thank you for the thorough work that was put into submitting this application, and the fact that you are improving the community, if anything else. So thank you for that.
Well, and rest assured, know our tradition, there will be a housewarming when we're done. It might take a while, but there will be one.
Good.
Right. We can talk about that during the meeting. Hey, George, I don't think she brought the California fault with her.
Oh, no. I'm just wondering why Kathy sold the other house, which was the most beautiful house on the lake.
Public sewer is a big attraction, George, I got to say. and I will tell you guys that as we drove up in March, when we drove into Berkeley Lake, Dog just looked up and said, "Berkeley Lake has never looked so beautiful. We're home."
Well, we're glad you're home.
Thank you. Yeah, good. Are there, then I think if there's no other new business, do we have any citizen comments at this meeting? I don't think there's any citizens on that I can see.
It doesn't look like anyone else is in the meeting.
Yeah, and if not, we have on the agenda a discussion session. Are there any topics that the committee members want to discuss at this moment? If not, I think
when can we get
adjourn,
past this?
So I will move that we adjourn.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Do we have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. And thank you, Lee, for setting this up again.
And Kathy, go ahead and give me a call.
Okay, I will, George. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank Bye-bye. You, Lee. Thank you,
Pekka. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you all.